In Iraq today, explosions in Najaf shook the area near the city cemetery, and in Baghdad, blasts were heard near where a conference opened this morning to choose an assembly to oversee the interim government of Prime Minister Ayatollahi. Militants loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have used Najaf's sprawling cemetery as a refuge through more than a week of fighting with American Marines and Iraqi National Guard forces. Truce talks between the interim government and Sadr's loyalists broke down yesterday when the rebels refused a demand to put down their arms and withdraw from Najaf. New York Times correspondent John Burns joins us from Baghdad. John, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.
What are you hearing in Baghdad about the fighting today in Najaf?
Well, we had two of our staff down in Najaf, in the old city, very close to the scene of the fighting, and they report that American tanks have moved deep into the old city, that there is firing, and that it does involve American troops. So much so that our people, our Iraqi staff, had to withdraw from the area, saying that there was no street that they could find anywhere in that area that was safe.
American officials have put the death toll among Sadr's militants in the hundreds since the latest fighting began about 10 days ago. Do you have a good impression whether those numbers are accurate?
It's impossible to tell accurately what the death toll is, but it's plain from listening to Sadr's own people that they have had a lot of casualties. There's no doubt about that. American casualties, American military casualties, as of the last report, stood at 6. So this is very, very disproportionate fighting, as it usually is in Iraq.
What is Sadr doing to reinforce his supporters?
Well, he has people arriving in Najaf from all over southern Iraq and from Sadr City. He even yesterday had a convoy of 200 people who arrived from Fallujah, the Sunni Muslim cities west of Baghdad, in the center of the Sunni Muslim insurgency against the American military presence in Iraq. That, of course, was very significant because it suggests that, once again, there might be some kind of synergy between the Sunni insurgents and the Shiite insurgents. So far, that synergy has been very fragmentary, sporadic, and uncertain. Were it to become a more formalized thing, I think that the American situation here would become very much worse than it already is, and it's not good as matters stand now.
And briefly and finally, the national conference that started in Baghdad today is supposed to choose an assembly to oversee Alawi's government. Is the political effort being seriously overshadowed by the fighting?
Well, it is, but, you know, it depends on whether you look at this as a glass half full or half empty. Half full, they managed to get 1,000 delegates into the international zone, green zone as it was called until 7 weeks ago, for a conference to elect a commission that will supervise elections to be held in January. You'd have to say that's something of a success. On the negative side, about 100 of those delegates walked out over the resumption of fighting in Najaf this morning, and the conditions under which the conference is being held are a kind of metaphor but for the entire situation here. Our people were told to arrive, the correspondents of the New York Times were told to arrive wearing flak jackets and helmets to enter the area where the thing is being held for fear of attacks. And whilst the conference was going on at about 1 o'clock our time today, there were mortars fired from the east bank of the Tigris River at the convention center. They did not hit the convention center. They fell about a half a mile away in a trucking area, and two Iraqis were killed. So that's the glass half empty. It all depends on your wider view of this thing, whether you think things today have gone well or badly.
New York Times correspondent John Burns in Baghdad. Thank you, John.
My pleasure.